Welcome to Brains and Bots, where AI meets small business. Join us as we explore how AI can save your time, boost productivity, and fuel growth.
Ever feel like you're just drowning in to-dos? You know, constantly chasing the next thing and never really feeling like you've accomplished anything.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly what you mean. It's a struggle.
Yeah, but what if there was like a simple way to shift that perspective?
Well, there is.
Okay, tell me more.
It's called a wall of wins. And it's been gaining traction thanks to this business coach, Crystal Wright.
Wall of wins?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm intrigued. I'm guessing it's not like building an actual wall though, right?
No. Not quite. But think of it more as like a visual display of all your accomplishments, no matter how big or small.
Okay.
You literally use post-it notes to keep track of all your wins, and you can stick them up on any surface you want.
So it's like a physical reminder of everything you've achieved. I can see how that could be really powerful, especially when you're, you know, feeling overwhelmed by that never-ending to-do list.
Exactly. It's all about shifting your focus from what you haven't done to what you have accomplished.
Okay.
And, you know, the simple act of seeing those wins pile up can really do wonders for your motivation and your self-confidence.
Yeah, for sure. I'm looking at this explainer PDF from Crystal Wright, and it seems super straightforward. But I'm curious, like, what kind of things would you actually put on a wall of wins?
Well, that's the beauty of it. It's completely personal.
Oh, okay.
It can be anything that makes you feel proud, even if it seems small to someone else. Like, did you finally finish that report that's been hanging over your head?
Oh, yeah.
Win. Did you stick to your workout routine all week? Win.
I like that. So even like making a healthy breakfast when I usually just grab a donut on the way out the door, that could be a win.
Absolutely, especially if it's something you know you've been struggling with. The wall of wins isn't about comparing yourself to others.
Right.
It's about, you know, acknowledging your progress and celebrating all your individual achievements.
I'm starting to see how this could be really helpful, not just for, you know, individuals, but also for like small business owners like myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always so focused on the next client, the next project, that I forget to acknowledge like the milestones we've already reached.
That's so true. And think about the impact it could have on your team. Imagine like a shared wall of wins in your office where everybody contributes.
Yeah.
It could really foster a culture of appreciation and boost morale.
It's like giving everyone a high five, but in a more visual and lasting way. I love it. So we've talked about the what, but let's dig into the why. Why is this simple technique so powerful from a psychological perspective?
Well, one key factor is positive reinforcement. Every time you acknowledge a win, no matter how small, you're basically rewarding your brain for that behavior.
Right.
And over time, that can lead to lasting changes in your mindset and habits.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's not just about feeling good in the moment. It's about like training your brain to focus on the positive and seek out those rewarding experiences.
Exactly. And it also ties into the power of visualization, which has been very well documented in psychology. When you create a visual representation of your wins, you're essentially priming your brain for success.
This is starting to sound less like a feel-good gimmick and more like a legit strategy for personal and professional growth. But I'm curious, is there any research to back up these claims?
Oh, yeah. There's tons of research on all the psychological principles at play here. Positive reinforcement, visualization, goal setting, and the impact of progress tracking on motivation. While there might not be studies specifically on walls of wins, the underlying science is very, very solid.
So it's not just anecdotal evidence. There's actually a scientific basis for why this works. That's reassuring. I'm already starting to think about what my own wall of wins would look like.
And that's the first step, just starting to think about those moments that make you feel proud.
Yeah.
Those achievements you want to celebrate. It could be anything from landing a new client to finally cleaning out that junk drawer you've been avoiding.
Okay, I'm sold. Let's talk about how to actually make this happen.
Yeah.
I'm envisioning a wall in my home office covered in colorful post-it notes. But are there other ways to create a wall of wins?
Absolutely. You could use a whiteboard, a bulletin board, even a digital platform.
Oh.
The key is to choose a format that works for you and that you'll actually, you know, engage with regularly.
So it's less about the specific medium and more about the act of acknowledging and celebrating those wins, no matter how you choose to do it.
Precisely. And don't be afraid to get creative and make it personal. Use colors, photos, anything that inspires you and makes it a visual representation of your journey.
I love that. It's like a personal art project, but with the added bonus of boosting your motivation and self-confidence. This is way more fun than just staring at my to-do list.
It definitely is. And you know what's really powerful? The act of sharing your wall of wins with others.
You mean like posting it on social media? I'm not sure I'm ready to broadcast my wins to the world just yet.
It doesn't have to be that public. It could be sharing it with a close friend or a mentor or your team at work. The point is to invite others to celebrate your accomplishments and potentially inspire them to create their own walls of wins.
Oh, I see. So it's about creating a ripple effect of positivity and encouragement. I like that idea a lot better than blasting it out to all my followers.
Exactly. And you never know, sharing your wins might encourage someone else to acknowledge their own accomplishments and start their own journey of self-discovery and achievement.
Okay, I'm officially on board with this whole wall of wins thing. But before I run off to buy a lifetime supply of Post-it notes, I'm curious to hear your thoughts on... Okay, before I run off to buy like a lifetime supply of Post-it notes, I'm curious to hear your thoughts on how to actually make a wall of wins, like part of my daily routine. Any tips for avoiding the out-of-sight, out-of-mind trap?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, consistency is key here. It's not enough to just, like, create the wall and then forget about it. You need to make it a habit to regularly, you know, update it and engage with it.
Yeah, I could see that becoming a challenge, especially with, you know, everything else going on. Do you have any practical tips for making sure the wall of wins doesn't just become another item on my to-do list?
Think about integrating it into your existing routines. Maybe you spend 5 minutes each morning adding wins from the previous day while you're having your coffee. Or perhaps you do a weekly review on a Friday afternoon, reflecting on the week's accomplishments and adding them to the wall.
That's helpful. I like the idea of like tying it to an existing habit. It's less about adding another task and more about building on what I'm already doing.
Exactly. And remember, those wins don't have to be monumental. Even small steps forward are worth celebrating. Did you finally respond to that email you've been putting off? Win. Did you make time for a walk in nature? Win.
This reminds me of that tip from Crystal Wright about breaking down big goals into smaller, more manageable chunks. I bet that could be like a game changer when it comes to actually achieving those goals, especially if you're celebrating each step along the way.
Absolutely. Breaking down those big, daunting goals into smaller, achievable steps makes them feel less overwhelming. And when you celebrate each of those smaller wins on your wall of wins, it reinforces the progress you're making and keeps you motivated to keep going.
Okay. I'm seeing how this could work for both personal and professional goals. But let's get back to the idea of sharing our wall of wins with others. I'm all for spreading positivity, but isn't there a risk of coming across as well a bit boastful?
That's a valid concern. It's all about the intention behind it. If you're sharing your wins just to brag or seek validation, then yeah, it could come across as inauthentic.
So how do you share your wins in a way that feels genuine and inspires others without seeming like you're just showing off?
Focus on the journey, not just the destination.
Okay.
Share not only the win itself, but also, you know, the challenges you overcame along the way. Be vulnerable. Be relatable and focus on how those wins have helped you grow and learn.
I'm starting to see the difference.
Yeah.
It's less about, look at how great I am, and more about, look what's possible when you set your mind to it and celebrate your progress.
Exactly. And think about the impact it can have on others. You know, your story might inspire someone else to step outside their comfort zone, to set a goal they've been putting off, or to simply acknowledge their own accomplishments.
It's like that saying, a rising tide lifts all boats. When we celebrate our own wins, we create a ripple effect of positivity that can inspire and uplift those around us.
And sometimes it's those smaller everyday wins that can resonate the most with others. Sharing those moments of vulnerability, those times when you overcame a challenge or simply showed up for yourself, can be incredibly empowering.
It's like saying, hey, I'm not perfect. I struggle too. But look, I'm still making progress. That kind of authenticity is much more inspiring than just showcasing a highlight reel of your biggest achievements.
And remember, sharing your wall of wins doesn't have to be like a grand public display. It could be as simple as showing it to a friend or a colleague and saying, hey, I'm trying this new technique to stay motivated. What do you think?
That's a great point. It's not about forcing it on anyone. It's about offering it as like a tool that might be helpful to them.
Yeah.
And who knows, maybe seeing your wall of wins will spark a conversation and encourage them to explore for themselves.
I love that. It's about sparking curiosity and creating a dialogue around positive reinforcement and celebrating achievements. And you never know, that conversation could be the catalyst for someone else to start their own journey of self-discovery and growth.
Okay, I'm officially ready to start building my wall of wins and spreading the word. But before we wrap up, I have one final question. I'm officially ready to start building my wall of wins and spreading the word. But before we wrap up, I have one final question. We've talked a lot about, you know, the individual benefits, but what about the bigger picture? Can this simple act of celebrating wins actually have like a ripple effect and create positive change on a larger scale?
That's a fascinating question, and I believe the answer is a resounding yes. Think about it, when we shift our own focus from, negativity to positivity, from self-doubt to self-celebration, that energy radiates outwards.
Mm.
It impacts our interactions with others, our approach to work, and even our outlook on the world.
So it's not just about personal transformation. It's about creating a more positive and supportive environment for everyone.
Absolutely. Imagine a workplace where celebrating wins is the norm, where colleagues acknowledge each other's accomplishments and offer encouragement instead of criticism.
Right.
It could really foster a culture of collaboration and innovation where people feel empowered to take risks and strive for excellence.
And it's not just limited to the workplace, right? This ripple effect could extend to our families, our communities, and even society as a whole.
Precisely. When we make a conscious effort to celebrate our own wins and acknowledge the wins of others, we're contributing to a more positive and supportive collective mindset. It's like planting seeds of optimism and resilience that can blossom into something truly beautiful.
I'm really starting to grasp the potential impact of this.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just like a feel-good exercise. It's a way to actively create a more positive and empowering world.
And it all starts with that simple act of acknowledging and celebrating our wins, no matter how big or small. By giving ourselves permission to feel proud of our accomplishments, we're not only boosting our own confidence and motivation, but we're also inspiring others to do the same.
This has been such an eye-opening conversation. I'm walking away with like a renewed sense of purpose and a tangible tool for creating positive change, both in my own life and in the world around me.
And I hope our listeners feel inspired to embark on their own Wall of Wins journey. It's a simple yet powerful practice that has the potential to transform the way we view ourselves, our accomplishments, and our capacity for creating positive change.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with this thought. What wins will you celebrate today? What steps will you take to create your own Wall of Wins and share that positivity with the world?
And remember, every win, no matter how small, is a step towards a brighter and more fulfilling future. Celebrate those wins, embrace the journey, and let's create a world where celebrating achievement becomes the norm.
That's a beautiful sentiment to end on. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of Wall of Wins. We'll be back next time with another fascinating topic and insightful conversation. Until then, keep celebrating those wins.
Thanks for listening. If you found value in today's episode, leave us a review and let us know how you're using AI to boost your business. Until next time, keep innovating.